You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. We take care of Jason's mom, who's 92 years old, but this is not a classic Mother's Day tribute. We'll tell you her story to help you see and predict the rest of your life. Yeah, it's okay to question what I just said. We see that your Enneagram type sets you on a trajectory for the rest of your life, but using the ecosystem approach, you can change that path in a very positive way. Wow. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, so tell us why the story of mom is so important for the audience to hear.
Seeing my mother at the end of her life is like a cherry on top of all the work that we've done.
I agree.
Creating the ecosystem approach.
I agree.
And we can see clearly the buildup of negative energy in her essence. Mm-hmm. Some people use the word soul, and how it's affecting her and us.
Yes.
And yes. I can see my life story and her emotional story and how they overlap and how they continue to affect both of us as she is close to the end.
Let's be objective. She is close to the end, but we're not saying we need to call a doctor. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that we see that, her body is I hate the word failing, but it's declining. And we see that she has dementia. And I know you were going to mention that.
She has dementia and she can't hear.
And she can't hear. Literally, she is deaf. She has a cochlear implant.
Well, and the reason we're telling this story is for you, the audience.
Yes.
We have a perspective on, this story will give you a perspective on your life.
Right.
So you can know what's important. Mm-hmm. And maybe to decide to change the path and the trajectory of your life and be conscious about how it's going to end.
Right.
Because all this stuff in hindsight is predictable.
Correct.
And we've been doing the ecosystem approach for so long. It's really exciting to us because we can see that although she's failing, we apply some of the basics of the ecosystem approach
every single day.
We know, this is hard to say, that she would have died 3-4 years ago
already.
Many times.
Yes.
We probably pulled her back 4 or 5 times
and given her a choice.
Yes.
By what we have cleared that was in her way.
And so let's talk about the ethics of that.
Okay.
Okay. When mom started to go downhill, we had to get really clear about what our objective was.
Correct.
We just didn't want to keep her alive just to keep her alive.
Well, that's just mean.
Yes. And it's cruel, but this is part of her emotional story.
That's right.
So what we saw as she started to decline is that, first of all, let me tell you a little bit about her story.
Okay.
She was enslaved all her life, first to her mother, who was my grandmother, mm-hmm. who I barely knew. I met her when I was very little, who was very
domineering.
Oh my gosh. And
I've heard stories, by the way. I never met her.
And then my dad, who died 9 years ago,
yes.
who was also very possessive and domineering.
Yes, he was.
And so it kind of set my mother up for those types of relationships.
Right. And thinking that they were safe and it was where she needed to be.
That was love to her.
That was love. That's exactly right.
You know,
right.
The other part of this was that she was adopted as a baby. She never told us.
Well, actually, she didn't. And this is something she actually didn't know she was adopted until she decided to go to nursing school. And they needed her birth certificate. And from what I understand, I've been told the story a few times. And from what I understand, her mother didn't want her to know that she was adopted because she felt at the time that it was a form of fate worse than death.
It was something to be ashamed about. She grew up in a small town, and I suspect she was adopted by someone that they knew.
We don't know that for a fact, but we suspect that. Yes.
You know, but that was part of it. And that was part of her insecurity. Mm-hmm. So she gravitated toward people that were possessive, yes, domineering, starting, yes, with my grandmother.
Yes.
So that's part of her emotional story. So when we say that we bring her back, what we've seen is the possession of my dad.
Well, and I need to say this. When you are possessed and get stuck in overwhelming relationships, possessive relationships, what happens is that your perspective for you becomes very, very narrow, because you know that you can only do this, 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 and this, and those other things are not acceptable. So you're really not living life on your choice,
right?
Or with your choices of what's in your best interest.
And so what we know, the purpose of your essence, your soul, is to be here to learn.
Yes.
And so we can know that for my mother, one of her sole purposes is to understand freedom.
And the most amazing thing of all is, and we'll talk about a few scenarios in a minute, but when we use the ecosystem approach to keep her from having, I'm going to say, a bad day, or going within herself and not being, not having the freedom to make choices herself, what we see is that she responds amazingly to the freedom and the ability to make choices.
So
it's quite amazing.
What we've seen is that when I can see this very clearly, when my dad starts to possess her, she starts to have mannerisms that were like his.
Yes.
She starts to act like his. She almost has a tone of voice.
Oh,
and that most people wouldn't understand if they didn't grow up with her.
Exactly.
Both of them, actually, a tone of voice that was like my dad, as, yes, opposed to like her.
Well, and the first time she did that tone of voice on me, I actually backed up, because it was such a bite in her delivery compared to who I knew her before the bite. I'll say it that way.
Well, and this is the other point that I want to make that's really important.
Okay.
My mother's life was not horrific. You know, mm-hmm, we see, you know, this is a time when the war is going on in Ukraine.
Right.
We see whole villages being leveled, people being separated from their loved ones, being killed, being tortured,
right,
you know, mass graves. This was not horrific. It was very subtle.
Yes.
But I think that's why it's important. I think that's why, if you're listening today, it's important for you, because my mother actually did very well. She was one of the first to graduate nursing school.
That's correct.
This was in Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit.
Exactly.
And she was, she had her whole career as a nurse, and then to her 70s, she was a head nurse at cardiac care, intensive care, mm-hmm, and her staff loved her. They would never have seen her as an enslaved person
at all,
except when she came home. And that's another story, but we saw it.
Yes.
But here's the really neat example. You know, there's a couple times she woke up in the middle of the night, she was screaming.
Yeah.
She was having a nightmare, and we couldn't wake her up.
Yeah.
So we started clearing my dad.
Yes.
Both of us were still clearing
the negative energy of his dad, that he was possessing her.
And every time since, we say we've been bringing her back 4 or 5 times, we see his possession of her.
Right.
We clear that, and she's better.
Well, and I love
it. It's almost magic.
It's almost magic. And I love the part where, when after all this is, you know, everything happens, where she opens her eyes, you can see that she's recognizing things, and she'll say, what are you two doing in my room?
Well,
it's not bad. It's a kind thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, Mom, you were having a nightmare. And she said,
her whole demeanor changes.
Everything changes. You know, I need to say this. I am her daughter-in-law, but she is one of the kindest, most caring, loving, and by the way, very intelligent. But she gives, and she loves to give. She's a true natural healer. But when that possession of his dad takes over, it's not her. That part's gone.
And the dementia, you know, we've been clearing the possession of my dad. Mm-hmm. We've been activating life force, which we're going to talk about.
Yes.
Her Enneagram type, for those of you who understand that, she's a two with a one wing. And we're going to talk some more about that later.
Yes.
But as we keep clearing it, instead of starting to disintegrate, losing weight, having no interest in life.
Right, right.
It was sleeping all the time.
That's not what's happening.
She's starting to wake up. Her eyes get brighter. Her dementia seems less.
It does. And she does the laughter that she does. You know, he definitely does the laughter thing. But they do this laughter thing, both of them, that is rather phenomenal. And it's addicting. I'll say it that way. You want to be in the middle of it because it's so much fun.
When
it's better since we've done the ecosystem.
When we're clearing, we have a really nice family feel.
Absolutely.
It feels good together. And yes. there's everybody comes to our house and say, oh, your house feels great. So
exactly. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The story of my mom is to help you, the audience, take charge of the path of your life.
Yes.
Our primary objective is to help my mom experience freedom at the level of her essence or her soul before she crosses over. The other objective is to clear the possession of my dad from her so she can feel free and believe in real love, not possessive love.
Exactly.
And the ecosystem approach was created to help everyone have refined intuition and the ability to work with all these energies.
Correct.
It's amazing.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about how you will age if you don't remove the negative energy. Whoa, that's a big one. Attached to you, and how it's kind of predictable what's going to happen. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, maryjanemack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how you will age if you don't remove the negative energy attached to you, and how it's kind of predictable what's going to happen if you choose not to use the ecosystem approach. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, you're being pretty bold here. Are you saying that you can know what's going to happen as people age if they don't remove negative energies that are attached to them?
Absolutely. You know, Patricia and I do this every single day.
We do.
When we meet people, when we know people, we see their life story is kind of in front of us. Now, here's the most important point to all of this.
Okay.
It's not because we're intuitive or we have some sort of special ability. This ability that we have that is a byproduct of the ecosystem approach is for everybody.
Exactly.
And if you're listening right now, if you're interested in this topic at all, there's a huge chance that you have this ability and it's just waiting there to be tapped.
Exactly.
And we think that everyone should look at their life in terms of energy.
Correct.
As opposed to, you know, the way we do it now, which is
the rules and the programmings.
I mean,
and all of those things.
We're seeing it more and more clearly.
Yes.
But when we meet people, we can see people that have a death wish.
Oh.
We can see people who hate their partners. We can see people who are angry with the world and want revenge at every corner.
Right. And they don't care who they revenge on.
And we can see people who just want to be taken care of,
mm-hmm.
who want to just protect themselves from
right.
hurt.
Well, and the other thing is we can also see that people want to help. I look at this a lot. People want to help. But the answer to that one is they don't know how.
I'm going to make a bold statement. This whole show is going to be bold statements.
Okay.
But my mom, who's deaf, functionally deaf, mm-hmm. and has dementia, which is getting, you know, she's always talking about how she can't remember. You know, this morning we have this routine at night where she gets forks and napkins because she's a two with a one and she needs to feel useful. So
right.
she gets forks and napkins. Well, that's at night for dinner, but she right. came in this morning and she was going to try forks and napkins. Or, you know, no, mom, it's morning. It's
and by the way, she accepted that very well. She said, thank you for telling me. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
And so she can still, you know, communicate. But the point that we're getting at is that dementia has a strange way of when it decides to show up.
But here's what's going to shock you. Her deafness and her dementia creates a perfect life for my mother's authentic motivations. The motivations that she has as a result of that dark energy.
That's correct.
Because it's
not authentic.
It's not authentic.
That's correct.
But because of that, because of her Enneagram type, and here's what I should say. Your Enneagram, remember, for those of you who may have heard this before, but if you haven't, the Enneagram is a tool, a personality typing tool that helps you understand the negative energy, the dark energy
correct.
That's attached to your essence by your personality, through your personality and your personality compulsions. And those compulsions are really dark energy. If you don't clear them, they just build up and build up over a lifetime.
And in that, if you don't clear them, they create disease, drama, trauma, and I'm
going to say— relationship problems, money problems.
And one of the biggest ones is bitterness as they grow older.
You know, the best among us should be the older people. But the truth is, if you're being totally honest, old people are a mess. We're awful. You know, we're hard to deal with. We're grumpy.
I'd love to say speak for yourself, but he's telling the truth.
You know, and they're not wise. They're just stuck in their ways, and it's not based on
stuck,
on
stubborn,
wisdom.
Exactly.
They're just stuck and angry.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And it shouldn't be that way.
Well, but you know what, Jason, our culture, all cultures, they have normalized the traits of the Enneagram type.
Yes.
And each one of us has an Enneagram type, by the way.
So let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
Okay. She's a two with one wing,
mm-hmm.
you know,
his mom.
That two has neediness.
Yes.
That one has to be perfect. They have to be right, even when they're wrong.
Yes.
You know, the other day you were giving her a shower and her robe, it was before, she was just getting into the shower and her robe
I was trying to help her and her robe fell into the toilet. The bottom of her robe fell into the toilet, by the way, that she had already just used. And I said, oh, whoa, no, what are you doing? And I said, look, you dropped this, you know, and she said, I did not. I mean, it was dripping. It was dripping. And she insisted that she didn't do that.
That's the one wing that says it has to be right. Even
no matter
when it's
what,
wrong,
even know? if you can prove that, you know, she was wrong. And so anyway, so,
you know,
and by the way, a lesson for me.
Well, and so we see these unhealthy behaviors of the Enneagram type, they're compulsions.
Yeah.
The Enneagram type is determined or defined as emotional compulsions.
Right.
So for example, a two has a compulsion to be nice to other people to satisfy their own neediness.
Exactly.
Threes have the compulsion to sell everybody on the benefit of them, sort of an arrogance.
Exactly.
Fours have the compulsion to have drama and emotion as a way of directing their life.
Huh.
Fives compulsively think so that they can
survive the world.
Well, they exclude the world.
Exclude is a much better word.
You know, yeah. Sixes need to be safe and have security.
Correct.
Sevens need to have fun so they can avoid their emotions. Eight needs to be aggressive,
mm-hmm.
and domineering in order to protect themselves.
That's correct.
Nines want to keep the peace at all costs so nothing ever changes.
Yes, and you didn't talk about the one. What's
the
compulsion of the one?
The one has the compulsion to be right.
That is correct.
And to control everything so that everything is according to the rules.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Those compulsions are not good. Now, here's the problem with most of it. Okay. A lot of people have used these compulsions
mm-hmm.
as a benefit in the world. For example, sevens often are workaholics.
Yes.
They just keep going and going and going, and they're always working. They're working.
I'm going to use the most famous eight that all of us on the earth knows, and that's Hitler. And he used his compulsion to dominate and make everything his way.
Well, and I was talking about a seven, but see this is where it gets confusing. Okay. A seven is a workaholic, and they get awards, they get they do well in business.
Correct.
But their family hates them, you know. A lot of people use their compulsion. Threes who are naturally salespeople, they sell themselves and
that's
they sell,
true.
You know, they may do well in the business world, but they don't do well in the personal world.
No.
You know, you can say that about any other Enneagram type. They do well.
Exactly.
If you look at nurses, they're always almost twos.
Yes.
A lot of nurses are twos.
Yes.
My mother was a nurse. You know, they're trying to help people.
Correct.
You know, but it's because of the negative energy, they help people in a way to get attention for themselves,
correct.
A way to serve their own neediness.
Correct.
And so we've normalized the traits of the Enneagram type, which shouldn't be because it's negative energy.
Right. The answer to that is?
The answer to that is that your astrology, your natal chart, is what those traits should be normalized.
Exactly. Because your astrology chart tells you the direction, the path of where you're going to go in life.
It's sort of like your North Star.
There you go.
For who you are authentically.
Yes.
And I saw this for myself that, you know, I was a six. I had these fears and insecurities and needing safety and security. I wouldn't take a chance. But I look at my astrology. You know, I'm an Aries ascending sign. My moon is Scorpio and my sun sign is Sagittarius. There is nothing subtle about me. authentically.
Exactly.
And to be bold and to take chances and to put myself out there is so normal for me. And as I do more and more clearing, I become less of a six and more of these things of my natal chart in astrology.
That is correct.
Same thing with you. It's just, we'll talk about that some more, but here's the other thing. We don't talk to my mom in the normal way. No. We don't talk to her personality here because it's full of dementia. She can't remember. She can't, she can't hear us. We go around and go up and use our refined intuition to talk to her essence directly. And we've been talking to her about her purpose.
Yes.
Her purpose is to be free, to understand freedom, to understand that genuine love isn't possessive.
Right. Right.
And she responds. Oh my gosh. Well,
and I just a little tiny story about that. We have two dogs, and one of the dogs, she and the dogs are like two peas in a pod. They love each other. And that dog has helped save her purpose, because her purpose a lot of it is to love the dog.
Take care of the dog.
Is to take care of
the dog. Dogs, both of them, actually.
Yes, yes.
But you know, so.
All right.
And the other thing that we do is activate life force. We're going to talk about more that later. But
really
we
important.
Activate that life force is what makes your soul work.
Yes.
That life force. Now, a lot of people say, I just want to activate life force. I don't want to do the clearing stuff. That's too hard. But you can't activate life force on top of all this negative energy. You have to clear the negative energy.
You're not
going to
get the results that you think you're going to get.
But then when you activate life force, she comes alive. She has more physical energy. She wants to engage with us and wants to talk to us, which she doesn't do with dementia when she's going downhill.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
It's possible to see the path of your life through your Enneagram type and authentic motives.
Mm.
Without clearing, people will disintegrate into unhealthy traits of their Enneagram type. The Enneagram traits should not be normalized, but the authentic traits of your natal chart should be.
Yes.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to work with energy so your authentic self comes forward for power and well-being.
Nice. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the buildup of negative energy over a lifetime and how that will affect you. We've kind of talked about it a little bit, especially as you age, what you can do right now. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the B Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
Courtney Cottrell is walking in her purpose, creating incredible tools to level up your life. Let's introduce you to the Unapologetically Favored Gift Shop, your one-stop shop for all Courtney's motivational books, custom created, inspirational gifts, and more. Products that remind you of your purpose on this planet, infused with the passion to uplift lives. Shop apparel, books, wall art, and more at shopfavored.net.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the buildup of negative energy over a lifetime and how that will affect you, especially as you age, and what you can do right now. Huge. We're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems, that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, this buildup of negative energy over a lifetime is pretty serious.
It is. We talk about the 80%. That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Only that's when you come in and you have a lifetime without clearing, it builds up even more. And then you see that all the negative effects of your Enneagram type, your natal chart in astrology becomes more and more numb or
suppressed.
That's a good word.
Yes. But you know, let's, how is this affected, Mom?
Well, the negative effects of a two with a one wing are very apparent. Mm-hmm. And those traits are the most difficult for us to deal with, to take care of her on a day-to-day basis.
Correct.
You know, her need to be right, the stubbornness, yes, the need to control. She needs to look like she has it all together, even when it's so clear that she doesn't.
Right.
You know, and then the difficult part, which is part of the two with a one, is the form of hero worship. Right. And of the memory and the ghost of my dad,
yeah,
who's still hanging around. I mean, she can't conceive, and it's not something we can talk to her about, the fact that he wasn't so great. And she always kind of knew it. She always knew that there was a problem with me and him, but she couldn't reconcile that information,
right,
in terms of her relationship with him, even though he treated her very badly, I think, in my mind. So
I need to say, if you treated me that way, I would not be here.
Oh, it was awful. And we just, you know, both my sister and I just, oh.
Well, wait a minute. And he was the kind of guy that when he wanted something and he was sitting at the dinner table, he would take his knife and hit the end of it to get her attention. No wonder she went deaf. So that she would jump up and wait
serve
on him.
Yeah.
Serve him. And I mean, huh? Wow. That's just not right.
Well, and so we could go on and on about all those things.
Well, it was just a little note.
Yeah, it is a little note. But older people are known for their difficult behaviors.
Yes.
And it's the buildup of negative energy according to their Enneagram type.
Right. But you know what, Jason? If you use the ecosystem approach, that should not be present that way,
well, exactly,
or present that way.
You know, we had a home health evaluation for her like a year and a half ago, 2 years.
Yeah.
And the social worker told us about, she had other dementia patients who the husband would say he was going to kill his wife.
Yeah.
He was going to get his shotgun and kill his wife. Well, that's buildup of negative energy in your relationship.
Yes.
And so you get to the point where you've got dementia. They say, well, he can't control his emotions.
Yes.
But it's a natural progression.
Correct.
Of not being able to resolve differences between two people.
Well, and I need to say this. I can't imagine at the end of our lives together, either me thinking or him thinking that he's going to get a shotgun, I'm going to get a shotgun and kill him. Because the bottom line is...
We constantly clear the negative energy between us.
Exactly.
And so our relationship gets better, not worse.
All the time. And people, everywhere we go, they see it. And I realize we talk about this a lot, but we're trying to make a point to everyone. When you start using the ecosystem approach, not only does your life change because the energy changes, but also your perspective on your own life changes. And you can see things that are standing in your way because you're using the ecosystem approach.
You know, and part of that is activating life force. Now, yes. people want to think that that's the they want to focus just on that.
Right,
that's a trap. And I just want to say that. But but for her, she's losing that connection to being able to have life. Mm-hmm. It's an energy of life. And when you're younger, you have it much more naturally.
Right.
And as you get older, your ability to take it on.
And that's because of the negative energy that you pick up along the way in your life.
And her two with the one, that two is very needy. Mm. So she tries to get it from us.
Yeah.
And so we just, and we can't talk to her about it.
No, she would never understand.
So, but we just activate it for her. And oh my gosh,
she changes.
The differences. Well, her eyes get brighter.
I was going to say, the light that comes through her eyes.
Yes.
It's phenomenal. It truly is. And I'll say to her, after, some sort of an episode, there you are. There you are. I'm glad to see you're back.
Yeah.
And she'll look at me and she'll say, was I gone? I'd say, oh, yes, you were. And by the way, I am her main caregiver. He is my support system on that. But that's his mom. And my hat's off to anyone who does caregiving. But that's not really the point. Thank God for the ecosystem approach, because I know I have made a difference in not only her life, your life, but my life because of it.
Well, and so So we want to focus on the takeaways today.
All right. So then let me get started on that.
Okay.
The first takeaway is the effectiveness of the ecosystem approach.
We know at the end of my mom's life, if it wasn't for the ecosystem approach, she would have been dead 3-4 years ago.
At least.
She would have just drifted off and
that would have been it.
That would have been it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was so apparent to us.
Yeah.
And it's not that we're keeping her alive artificially, mm-mm. But we're keeping her alive with the best of life, which is life force. Oh my gosh.
And removing the negative energies.
The possession of my dad.
That is correct.
The negative energies identified by her Enneagram type.
Well, and that's the second one.
Yes.
The benefits of knowing and clearing your Enneagram traits. Remember, we're talking about the key takeaways of this show.
Your Enneagram type, as you age, if you don't do clearing, your Enneagram type, you're just going to become more and more unhealthy. My favorite Enneagram book is Rizzo and... I don't remember the other guy's name offhand, but they talk about the Enneagram in terms of unhealthy traits, average traits,
exactly.
And healthy traits.
Exactly.
As those negative energies build up,
right.
As you age, those unhealthy traits become more and more.
Yes, they become the big one. And by the way, when I first read the book and looked at mine, unhealthy, medium and big, that kind of thing. I didn't want to be the Enneagram type that I am because I thought, this is crazy. Only a crazy person can do this.
Well, and if you're, so here's the, go over the next one.
Okay. So the next one is knowing your emotional life story and constantly clearing those negative energies.
You can't just apply what we're doing with my mom to, if you're a two with a one, you think, well, I'll just do that. There's some unique things.
Got to know.
About her life story, the fact that she was possessed by my dad,
yes.
That my dad is still his energy, the ghost of my dad is still
correct.
Hanging around
correct.
And trying to hurt all of us, but especially her and get her to be with him.
Correct.
To take care of him.
Well, and I have to say this. One of the things that I saw about her was that she believed, even though she didn't find out until she was close to 20, that she was adopted. That when she found that out, she believed until a very short time ago that she was a throwaway. And for a two to be a throwaway, yeah. Oh my, that is not a healthy, I'm going to say, attitude or energy at all. And so after we cleared it, it was, there she was again.
Yeah.
this wonderful, kind, loving person. So the next one is, knowing the traits of your natal chart can be your North Star of how you should be developing.
You know, we revere the traits of our Enneagram type. You know, if a seven is a go, go, go getter, you know, an eight is a dominating force. You know, most of our leaders are eights, and we put those traits on a pedestal, but we shouldn't be putting the traits of your Enneagram type on a pedestal. We should be putting the traits of your natural natal chart that comes from your astrology.
Exactly.
That's authentic to you.
Yes.
You know?
So, which is really, really, really important. So the next one is, you can communicate to someone directly to their essence, babies and people who lose language, meaning when they can't
dementia,
talk.
Alzheimer's.
Exactly.
People who are autistic.
Yes,
know,
exactly.
Who are in a coma.
Yes.
You know, it's amazing. And frankly, it's not that we do it. Everybody should be able to do it.
Exactly.
If you're listening now, I guarantee you, you'll probably already have a lot of intuition anyways.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach is the way to develop that in a way that's refined and can be very, very useful.
And the next one of the takeaway of the show, is the benefits of using refined intuition, which you get through the ecosystem approach. It comes from the ecosystem approach. It's amazing.
It's a byproduct of the ecosystem.
It is true.
We don't work on people's intuition directly. We work on their emotional story, removing the negative energy. And as that goes away.
And that their intuition rises to the top.
It's amazing.
Awesome.
That's how it's worked with us. And that's how it should work.
Exactly.
That's how we're designed as human beings.
So, and the last one is, knowing how to use energy in your life could be the most important skill you'll ever have.
Oh my gosh. If you haven't figured that out by the end of this show, it's huge.
Yes.
It's a big deal.
It
you're
really
numb.
Is.
You've been programmed to be programmed. And
exactly.
You're stuck. You're trapped in sort of a box, in a
right.
cage. So,
okay. So should we go to how to clear? Jason?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So Jason, can you tell everyone how to do the clearing?
Very quickly. You can sit, stand, walk.
Mm-hmm.
You can be standing on your head. You just have to go into your mind. And when we say and to eliminate in your mind's eye, gather that up in your body, take a gentle breath, blow it into the processor. Jacob's putting up a picture of the processor now. If you want to see that picture or be able to print it out, you can go to our website and sign up for our free section.
Correct.
And you can have access to that, theecosystemapproach.org.
And one of the most important things is that when you're doing the clearing, you do need that processor because you don't want to throw that negative energy
just any place.
You want it to be confined. That's the best way to describe it. Then the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy, the most powerful, healing, loving, caring energy that there is. And we're going to activate it. We're going to call it in through the top of our head, let it go all the way through our body. We're going to stop it at the tips of our toes. And then we're going to throw, we're going to ask it to remove more negative energy because everybody has so much negative energy. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to help you clear the compulsions of your Enneagram type and the numbness to those behaviors. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire. Through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you, go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you clear the compulsions of your Enneagram type and the numbness to those behaviors. Jason, you ready?
Here we go.
Okay.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can see the compulsions from my Enneagram type are negative energy, and they should be cleared. Take a breath.
And throw it in that processor. And if you don't know what the processor looks like, think of a garbage can that whatever you throw in does not come out. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that my astrology natal chart is the authentic me and those traits should be supported. Take a nice breath.
So if there's a part of you right now that's getting this OMG moment and saying, oh my gosh, This is what I've been waiting for. This is what I've needed.
Right.
This is the piece of my life that's been missing. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for a free section. It includes a weekly newsletter that includes all the clearings that you can see. You can see a picture of the processor. It's all written out for you. It shows you how to do it. It's right there. Oh my gosh, don't stop. Don't do that right now. TheEcosystemApproach.org.
Okay.
So here we go. And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that is almost always bad energy and should be cleared.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of fear and hurt and shame that builds up because as I age, this is a big one, ladies, especially, makes me unattractive. Take a breath. And by the way, I've done before in the mirror and after in the mirror. And that, what we just cleared, is a true statement. Jason?
We talked about doing an energetic facelift at one point.
We did.
Because if you take away the negative energy, the angry energy, the bitter energy, and oh my gosh, I apologize for my gender, but women have received so much abuse from men.
Oh.
Not just in this lifetime, but in previous lifetimes.
True.
That as they age, all that negative energy is coming to the surface, that anger, that bitterness.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And it ages you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. The barriers.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see how dark energy builds up over a lifetime and makes me disintegrate with aging.
Big deal. Take a breath. Get rid of that. You don't need it. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see how my Enneagram type hurts me, even if it helps me or helps part of my life. Take a breath, nice and easy. That one needs a little discernment there, but.
Well, a six, for example, is a protector.
Yes.
And their fears and worries, they might make sure that everything's, you know, they do security all the time.
And
they make sure that everything's locked, everything's, nothing's gonna get you. And, but sometimes it can take it too far.
Yes.
So.
Feelings.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have that can be cleared and is often an energy illusion.
Yes. Take a breath. And by the way, he wrote that one for me. Okay. just saying. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that removing negative energy helps me have a great life more than anything else. And I want to say, I am here to testify to exactly that. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any intense anger or resentment that's attached to me that becomes my personality and makes me awful as I age.
Yes, take a breath. And to eliminate any resistance I have to seeing my Enneagram compulsions as negative and that they need to be cleared because they do. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my emotional story can help me see what I have to clear. That's exactly. Very specific to me, exactly. Not everybody else, just me personally.
Exactly. And by the way, if your life isn't about you, no offense, then there's, you need to, you know, give me a call. We'll talk about it. So, and to eliminate the hate and anger that I have that makes me difficult, old and obnoxious as I age. OMG, everybody. Yeah. Take a great big breath. Throw that negative energy in the processor. And Jason, last one.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the key to a great life is clearing all the negative energy that's identified by my Enneagram type.
Right. Take a breath. Now, we're going to activate life force energy. Remember, it's the most powerful energy in the world. Follow along, please. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can be happy, healthy, aware, loved, love myself, and have the knowing that there's negative energy that needs to be cleared. We're going to pull in that life force energy, let it go in through the top of your head, all the way down your body to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Turn it around and ask it to remove any negative energy that's left over right now. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to identify and clear the negative energies attached to me for my best life.
Take a breath. Nice and easy. Pull it in. And to eliminate and to activate life force so I can trust and understand that negative energy is at the core of the buildup of bad things in my life. Huge. Nice and easy. Pull in that life force energy.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus my attention on the negative traits of my Enneagram type for the rest of my life, right? Because there's a lot there.
Yes.
But clearing that constantly is very, very effective.
Exactly. Take a breath. And last one, and to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, creative, have fun, laughter, love, but also have the awareness of what is in my best interest and even who is in my best interest always. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Let it go all the way through that body of yours. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
I titled it Damned If You Do, Damned If You Don't. And I can't tell you how people come to us, you know, loads and loads, hundreds, more than thousands, right? Maybe people have come to us and say, okay, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
And they're thinking that we have some sort of special psychic insight that if they do it one way, then everything's going to be okay.
Right. And only one way. But what they don't realize, and I'm going to kind of give away that, what they don't realize is the negative energy that's keeping them from the clarity that they actually need and want.
Negative energy loves to create damned if you do, damned
exactly.
if you don't scenarios in your
yes.
life.
Yes.
And so the way out, mm-hmm. first of all, if anything, is to start clearing the energy.
Exactly.
And there are a lot of situations where there's not a good, you have two paths, none of them are good, but if you, well, I won't. You're gonna have to listen next week.
There you go.
Find out what you can do to deal with damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Okay.
You've never had a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation in your life. You're not living the way you're supposed to. So be sure and listen next week because okay. we're going to talk about that.
So did today's show touch your heart in any way? And I'm talking to the audience. You know, has it made you think in a way you never considered before?
So this is how you can use the ecosystem approach as part of your life. Listen to our show every week.
Yes.
Go sign up for our free section, theecosystemapproach.org. There's a free section. You'll get a weekly newsletter. You'll get a the clearings every week. And do those clearings every single week. You can go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org. Please like us while you're there. You can see all the videos are right there.
Correct.
It's easier to choose from that. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
nice,
and YouTube.
Okay.
So
and by the way, we're
free.
And we're different from everyone else. Stay with us. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.